He probably thought I was muted. I wouldn't blame you, Robin. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. This has been going on a long time.
Sorry, we kind of got off topic here, and I'm going to try to ride herd. So did you want to say anything, give us a report on anything that's new or anything positive?
There isn't too much that is new, I would say. Judon told you about the results of the October drive. Yes, we're going to have our usual December quiet drive starting December 1st. That's also Giving Tuesday, which might help kick it off a little bit more. I do think that we should have something special for people, especially people who start up new sustaining pledges in December. You know, one thing we want to do is get, you know, big lump sum pledges and with the appeal, you know, the tax deductions and all that sort of stuff. But we also want to build up the number of people who are sustainers in the hope that one day that'll bring enough in every month that, you know, can breathe a little easier. So, however, I haven't thought of anything, and if anybody has any suggestions, please email it to me, of some special gift for people who commit to becoming sustainers. You know, we'll start it up in December. We can continue it. I'm just not finding any ideas that I think are really KPFT.
And a sustainer, you can be a sustainer if you agree to give $5 a month for the rest of your life, as opposed to a person that gives $500 in one shot.
Yeah. So
for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but I'd like to get something, a little something different and extra for those people who decide to become a sustainer.
Okay.
So,
and
if you got any ideas, please share.
Okay. Email ideas for gifts for people who commit to be sustainers. Okay. Did somebody else have a question? Nancy, did you have a question?
Yes, but it was way back because I wanted to confirm what you said to him about you wanted Bobby to go check for getting computers, but I didn't understand. You said somebody gave Compaq computers. That's irrelevant, right? I mean,
well, when Drew Dobbins spec was
no, I don't want history. I just want to know. Were you saying that we need to check this person who gave Compaq computers in the past, or what were you?
No, I think maybe we have not attempted to get computers from Dell or maybe through Charlie Lindahl. A lot of these institutions have computers that they get rid of every year because they get the latest technology. And I'm wondering if we have anybody at the station that's even bothering to ask. And since we just had a computer stolen, this might be a good time to get a computer.
Okay, I just wanted for the notes. That's what I was asking. Okay. And I have one, just one idea that flashed in my head. You know, we were giving away hemp bags with a KPFT on it. I was wondering if we could have a bag that says, you know, I sustain or KPFT and I sustain each other, or KPFT sustain, something with the word sustainer in it. Do we still have those hemp bags?
Yeah, we can get them anytime. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
well,
that's one idea.
Come up
yeah.
with our own special cutie name for sustainers, too, because that's what stations do, and we could even steal somebody else's, you know.
Yeah, like the BAI buddies or something.
Right.
Yeah, the KPFT buckaroos, I don't know. But something,
Mark
you know.
Lewis tells me all the time, don't smoke it.
I mean, simply the sustainers are the base, they're the rock, you know, the bedrock of the thing. If we had enough sustainers, we wouldn't have to be begging. We could make creative, interesting, fun pledge drives to get new members only, you know. So anyway, just be thinking, it's always been my issue. I'm happy to help with this sustainer thing. Always wanted to have a big push.
Well, all right, so Wendy and Teresa are volunteering to help. I will try to send something out to the LSB to see if they have any ideas for gifts for people who commit to be sustainers. Maybe somebody like Hank Lamb has an idea, or some people who in the past are always like programmers that are always thinking about possible premiums that would be good. Okay, so anything else to Mike Lewis, did you want to ask a question?
No, I'm done.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so the first item is pledge drive. Do we need to know when do we need to know anything about the upcoming pledge drive that will be in January or February?
December 1st.
Yeah, the quiet drive.
Yeah, but that's
December 1st.
That's kind of a quiet drive, not really driving people to call or anything like that. From what I understand, the situation financially, the next drive, if we're lucky, we can postpone it until probably early January, which is not the best time to even start a drive. Just depends on how the finances come out. I don't know what the point of doing it is. We absolutely have to have live shows, live programming by that time. It wouldn't be worth doing without it. So that's the problem. I agree with Wendy. As far as on-air fundraising goes, that's the problem that must be solved.
Well, it seems to be a higher priority with the other stations. It's sad to think that we don't have that can-do spirit. Anyway, go ahead, Tom.
I'm going to suggest that we do an email to every programmer that's on the list, and the email, should say, even though we're not in Fund Drive, we can still, you can still give the KPFT and, say, what we can do, and that would be helpful.
Yes, I know. Yeah. And I need to get that out before the end of this week. That is on the agenda.
You're going to send out
Robin.
What is that you're going to do, Robin?
Well, actually, kind of what is usually done before a quiet drive, let the programmers know this is how we want to do it, suggest some scripts, some phrases that they can use, especially for the quiet drive. I think I have that saved somewhere, and I'll just probably pull it out and just change some dates and things like that. But that's what usually happens just before a quiet drive.
Okay. I don't think we've ever done anything with Giving Tuesday.
No, it doesn't work very well for KPFT. It's we're asking constantly for people to give. It works a lot better for organizations that that make their ask much less frequently. So, but what the hell? Well, try to ride that.
Maybe we could ask for in kind things instead for Giving Tuesday. Maybe we could computers.
No,
laptops.
No.
No,
we don't
have
no,
people who know people. Okay.
Let me help out.
I'm just brainstorming. Okay.
No, I understand. Let me just kind of spare a brief thing. And Robin, I understand kind of the challenge and the frustrations. What I think we need to collectively do. I'm primarily talking to Robin, and is kind of summarize as eloquently and succinctly as we can, and completely the bottom line. And Robin, in terms of a solicitation letter, by the way, I read yours. They're extremely good. I couldn't even think of anything particularly useful to add. But for this major solicitation that I'm talking about, several hundred thousand dollars, which would be part of a proposal to a foundation, that's what they want. I know that recently something like and again, I'm going from memory, something like $95,000 was given to a nonprofit organization, community-based organization that I know of in Third Ward. And it was unsolicited. It came from the endowment, and it was for the purchase of a building that they had already secured. And they, by bylaws, have to give X amount of $1 million a year away. They can't keep it. They got to give it to somebody. So this is what I'm thinking about. So kind of, you know, wrapping it up and putting a bow on it, if you can work with me to draft a kind of a mini proposal that is, so you understand what I'm saying, kind of an extended two or three pages solicitation letter. It's really not going to be a solicitation letter to everybody, but the draft of a core mini proposal that I can send to this foundation that says, this is KPFT, who we are, what we've done, what our history, standard operating stuff. So that's in there. And then here are a summary of our needs and issues. You know, we need a new building, facilities, operating, whatever you kind of think what needs to be in there. So I can go with you and whoever else we identified to go, two or three people, not 15 or 20, and say to them, hey, this is where we are. We want to live. And can you help us out? And let me use my political contact and try to see that we can get some, not 10, 20, but $100,000 or $200,000 or $50,000 donated to KPFT. We still got our 501c3 status, so that's, you know, on board. The national stuff, somebody else has to work out the politics of that. But I think that's something that we can do, Robin, locally together.
Unanswered question.
I'd like to hear Robin respond.
I'm sure we can come up with a list of all the things the KPFT needs. I think that searching for anything other than a new location is not going to be, I mean, that's the highest need as far as I can tell.
Yes.
Building is practically unusable. So we go to, you know, these various foundations and just say, tell them that's the story and that we need a new place to be and we need help to get there. You know, it's we can tell them, yeah, the hot water heater's gone, the floor is collapsing, all that sort of stuff. It's Bob's story. But then how they can help.
My God. Okay.
Yes. If you help me put that together, then we can identify, and I'm only talking about two or three, not 15 or 20, folks that we send that to, and then we follow up with a phone call, conference call, Zoom call, and see if we can't get something going with a couple of major people.
All right.
An answer to the question.
All right, go ahead, Nancy.
Judon, did you say the name of the organizations that would give money like that? Were you talking about the city?
No, I'm talking about foundations.
Foundations, okay. Because I heard on, I forgot which radio station, I think it was KUHF, that the city had gotten a lot of funding from the government and that they were going to, maybe it was a DJ, a programmer was saying that the city to give some of that money to either nonprofits that need it or, and I just didn't understand, we have to go apply for it or do you know of anything like that? Anyway, I'm finished.
So, yeah. So there has been an occasion or so when the city got money from the feds or some place where they had to donate some money to nonprofit organizations. And,
yeah.
Yeah, and so that has been done before. We did it when Lee Brown was mayor and I was the deputy mayor. I have kind of thought about that. I would like somebody else. I don't want to use my political contact at that level at this point to make the initial research. In other words, somebody who can call a council member, a city council member, or the mayor, if you know the mayor, somebody who is allied with them to say, council member, this is, you know, your friend, whatever. I'm with KPFT. We're trying to see if we can get some a donation, a grant. Really, it's a grant from the city of Houston to KPFT for this and that. And is that a possibility? And if they say yes and give us the groundwork, then we can. I will help and follow up on that. Just kind of make the lay the groundwork for me, so I don't have to start from ground zero.
Okay,
but we still have to have a cause and a story and a disciplined application.
That's what Robin and I are going to work on that. Robin
okay,
and I are going to work on that.
Great.
That's the internet.
Okay, this is the way I'm putting it in the minutes. J.D. Boney and Robin Lewis will put together a package for a grant for capital needs.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
And Robin, do you see anything that we can do to assist with the December Quiet Drive or Giving Tuesday or the upcoming Pledge Drive in January? Is there anything that we can do?
Right now, off the top of my head, I just don't have any concrete things to say. I did, in the minutes from the last meeting, I did send to the board instructions on how to set up just Facebook fundraisers.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody new took up that. I know Mike Willis has his ongoing one. And a couple of, Tom Harper does too, but I don't think anybody else from the board took it up, and it's a very low effort thing.
Okay.
So when you say we, I think you can do it any time, and you can even, hitch a ride along the story about how you should pledge at the end of the year, you know, to the people, your friends on Facebook. It's a low-effort thing. Okay, what am I saying? It's like to get the board involved in fundraising, at least for the end of the year, just in this very easy way would be helpful, very helpful.
Okay, and you've sent out instructions to the LSB, right?
Yes, I did, and I'll do it again.
And when did you send that out?
Oh, gosh, that was at least 3-4 weeks ago.
Okay.
After the last meeting. I didn't do it because the way they have it now, it's like, so you have to name a goal, and then I'm just asking my friends to donate to this station, but then it says, okay, out of $500, you have $0 raised, you know, and that's the first thing it says. And then it kind of does that each time, and it's just like, it seems like it's hurting more than helping if it's not going really well. I don't know.
Well, but only among the people that you send it to. You know, it doesn't. It doesn't go out to the entire world. It only goes out to the people you share it with.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, other people, like, I mean, the Queer Voices does it before every drive, and their goal is usually about $1,000, and they always go over. On Facebook, yes.
Yeah, if I had a show, it would be better, but okay.
Yeah,
well,
it would help,
right.
But you got friends, too, who might help you out. That's the whole idea.
Do.
If they don't, they don't, you know.
Okay.
So, Robin, when Queer Voices does that, do those people get memberships from that?
Yeah, their names and however much they donated is entered into the standard database, and if they donate
enough, they are
members.
So those people are technically then KPFT members with voting rights, for example?
Yes.
Okay.
If we can find them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I have questions. Wendy, maybe you and I need to work on this together.
I received an email from Robin. Robin, you said Facebook has raised over $5,000.
Where did I say that?
Hello?
In one of my emails?
No, Wendy said something about you're out of 500, you've raised zero. She said an example. Is that what you're... It was no 5,000 I heard. I didn't... No.
Yeah,
no such
I
thing.
Don't know what you're referring to.
Okay.
Now, Wendy,
everybody,
Wendy said
I love you. I love you. I love you all dearly. But we have 20 minutes left, and I'm just going to have to, like, move quickly through what we've got left, and people take assignments or tell me, you know, and hopefully you will get together on various projects. We have to move. We're just not going to make any headway. So Robin is going to try to send out those instructions again that she sent out to the LSB for Facebook. And Judon Boney and Robin are going to get together on a package for a grant for capital needs. We know when the quiet drive starts. I'm hoping that some of us might have some contributions for Robin, something new or some different sort of little pitch that we could give for the quiet drive or Giving Tuesday, because I don't ever recall us using Giving Tuesday. Was that Mike Lewis or Tom? Okay. Robin, next on the agenda was some other ideas, and I think Hank Lamb told me maybe that Electrolove had made $816. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. And he also, I guess it's going to be difficult to discuss this, but there is a link which I'm going to send you for Amazon Business Nonprofits .pagedemo.co. Does anybody know anything about that? Have you ever tried that? I guess it's some way that Amazon helps nonprofits.
Yeah, I looked at the link, but I didn't study it deeply. There may be some advantages to using that version of Amazon as opposed to the one that KPFT already has. Excuse me.
Okay. All right. I have questions. Any other fundraising ideas before we move on to outreach?
Yeah, I have a question, Teresa, on what you just said. You're talking about Amazon Business that somebody sent us. Is that the Robin Esser?
Hank
Robin
Lamb Esser? Sent me, and I don't know whether he sent it to the LSB or not, but it's a link to Amazon. I'll send it to everybody right now. Okay. All right.
Okay,
so
I want to say something about that Electrolove. He was asking before the Electrolove Fest that Hank Lamb did, and I don't really understand why we're allowing him to do that. And he was asking money, like $1,200. I need $1,200 more, and then everything, the setups will be paid for. And then KPFT ends up with $816. But Hank got $1,200. Huh?
I don't think he had any takers for sponsorship.
No, what I'm saying is he asked for a lot of money.
Actually, he did.
Advanced. And one of it was $1,200, and there was another amount, two amounts, that he wanted before the thing started. And then now I hear that KPFT got $816. And so I really think this is, we don't know how he's spending. Oh, maybe I should do this in executive session. Anyway, I'm just not, my mind is not settled about this thing.
Point of order.
And also, we did not ask for public comment.
Hello? Hello?
Point of order.
Go ahead, Tom.
That issue with Hank Lamb should be discussed with the LSB and not with the development committee?
Well, I would think
Why?
That it needs to be. I think that Robin should be able to handle it. I think anything that's a fundraiser should go through Robin.
It did. Okay.
That is correct, but that also needs to be discussed in LSP, not with the development committee.
No, it's development, isn't it?
No, it's not. It does not concern with the
point of order.
Yeah.
Let's move on with the agenda.
Let's move
this
on.
Is out of order,
okay. Okay. Well, I'm assuming that Robin is going to handle that. Okay.
Robin has handled it already. And
thank
so
you, Robin.
If the board wants a more detailed report on what mainly came in and what came out, I have one of those from Hank from this very event.
Okay. I just sent out that link so we can discuss it at the next meeting. So I am back to the agenda. And we are now on outreach. Does anybody looking at the agenda?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the next item on the agenda? Because I stepped off of it.
Social media
okay.
Blogs.
So I
and
think,
website.
Oh, who is that?
Deb.
Hi, Deb. Welcome.
Hey.
All right. Wendy, in the last meeting, you were going to help with Facebook. Did you have any luck in putting any items on Facebook?
I wrote a thing, but I wasn't approved yet, and I thought it went up there, but it didn't. I guess it was waiting for someone who was an admin to approve it, and that didn't happen, and then I was not able to get back to it. No, I haven't done anything on that. And I have
so, Robin, do you know who she's waiting for approval from?
No, I'm not now. I found it. Robin did approve me. So I'll do what I can from time to time. I really was never signing up to be in charge of it or anything.
I just want to get some action on our Facebook page so it can stimulate just a little bit of interest in KPFT. And if anybody on this committee has any ideas of what we can put on Facebook that might stimulate some interest, some conversations about KPFT to make people aware that, hey, we're still here, I'd appreciate it. In fact, let me say this. I'm offering I will give $100 to your favorite show to any to the person that can send me an email talking about something that was discussed on our airwaves that was new and interesting.
When's the Pacifica National fundraiser?
Today.
Oh, it's over or it's on now?
No, it's going on until 2 a.m.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say we could promote that, but...
But anyway, my offer is this. If you have a show that you were listening to and you heard something very interesting, send me an email. You should all have my email. And I'll have three of my friends look at those, check them out, go into the, archives if they need to. And if it's an interesting idea that they heard on the airwaves that stimulated them, I will donate $100 to that show, to whoever wins out on that one. So is there anything else that we should or could do to assist KPFT with its social media? Is there anyone else that would that anyone can think of that has some experience with Twitter or Facebook or any other social media that can assist? Okay. Well, then we're still looking. What's the next item on the agenda?
Website.
I asked.
The website. Who's in charge of the website right now? Is it still Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
It's Robin.
And
Bobby and I have access to it.
Okay. Good. Well, I did, I love Arnie Arneson, and while I was working the election, I had a chance to hear Arnie's show because I had to get to work by 6, and her show is between 5 and 6. And I did hear something very interesting on her show, and that which gave me that idea to put $100 out there. And I did go, so I Googled her, and I went to the station where she does her show from, and I must say they have a lovely website, and I'm going to donate money to them because they've put in the work. And you know, it was always fun when I was working with the affiliates task force to see the websites of the various affiliate stations. Always interesting ideas. I don't mean to be negative. It just seems our website seems to be lackluster. And so if anybody has ideas, I'm sure that Bobby and Robin will take suggestions, not orders, but suggestions, because being creative, sometimes you can use some assistance. So, I'll just send a link to that website to Robin, just in case she wants to look at it. Any other comments or suggestions for our website? Hearing none. What's the next item, Tom, on the agenda?
Email blast.
Anything we want to say about email blast? Hearing none.
Is it still working? Do we still have that ability to email blast to
Robin,
the programmers?
I think Robin is doing it.
Definitely.
So we're still paying for it. And how much is that a month? Are we still able to afford it?
Well, we're still paying for it.
How much
work.
Is it now?
I hope we're using it. Okay. All right.
How much is it?
I'm not sure. It's like $130, $140, something like that a month.
Wow.
It's definitely worth it.
And how many do we send out a year? We send out two a month?
No, nothing that regular. I cannot tell you how many we send out per year. But I would say probably 15 times at least a year. Probably more than that.
Okay.
It's the same thing as everything.
Wendy has done it.
Content. Yeah, we need content. I think we need to be communicating with the programmers a little more too, because they hear from Robin like before the pledge drive and during the pledge drive, but you know, if there's action like Judon, maybe it would be a good thing to send out about the break-in, because the programmers don't know that. You know, they want to feel part of the family.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all. And I really feel like the listeners should get something from our manager, just to tell them, you know, there's got to be some good news we can tell them.
Well, I definitely don't want to convey the thought that we're an easy place to victimize, to attack, you know, to Well, this is a public meeting, and we've talked about how the fact that we don't have burglar bars, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God.
There's nothing for him to steal anymore. It's all gone.
This is Judon. So we've already said that Robin and I are going to draft a solicitation package / letter, and that is the songbook that we all ought to be singing from. So that can be adapted, add a paragraph or so if necessary, okay, to anybody that we want to solicit anything from, help, money, equipment, whatever. That's being done. Same script, make any adjustments if necessary for that.
You know,
request for
information. Go ahead, Nancy.
I'm sorry. Remember what you were going to say, so I'm not guilty twice.
Go ahead.
Robin, on this email blast with MailChimp, is it possible, is it like a listserv where people can talk with each other and respond, or is it just go one way?
It goes one way. It actually, our website has that potential. It can be used that way. If you want to have conversations with people who have comments to make, I don't think MailChimp really allows that.
Oh, I see. Because the PMB passed a motion that each station needs to have a listserv for the programmers and where they can talk with each other. Like the LSB has a listserv, and we can do a long thread of some conversation. And so,
there are apps that do that, like Slack, which does that very well. And that could maybe be promoted to the programmers where they could talk to each other, very easily.
Slack. So Slack, how is it initiated? Would you be making that, or would the programmers have to make that? Or because the motion was that the IED tells the managers to make a listserv for all the programmers. Admin? So you're not sure?
No, I'm not sure, but anyone could start it.
Moving on, I received something from Sandy Weinman the other day. He sent out an example of a Rex Foundation and what they were doing because of COVID-19. And they were, for example, they had presented a grant of $5,000 to Backline, which is a mental health and wellness resources for the music industry. And he was going to interview that person on his show. That is something that is a good, a content item that would be worth, I think, putting in the email blast. In fact, I will forward that to you, Robin, because I think it was going to be on the 22nd or something like that he was going to interview that person. Because so many of our music hosts are interested in the welfare of the musicians who have been so devastated by COVID. So I'm sending that to you. You might want to have a conversation with him and promote it, because this organization is doing ongoing, raising a lot of money in different ways for musicians. But that, I mean, so number one, we can have the opportunity to tell our listeners in an email blast about this interview, and number two, they're kind of some uplifting information about a nonprofit that's helping. So that's that.
Okay.
So Robin needs more content. So back to the agenda.
Any other special efforts to reach listeners?
Yes. Things that are special. If you are a programmer and you're working ahead, you need to be reminded to give information to Robin for content on those email blasts. Okay. The last five items are things that were suggested by Nancy Zabarnara Tomy. And Nancy, it came to me in this, whenever you do things on your phone, it comes out really skinny and long, and it's kind of like stream of consciousness ideas that come into your head. So your first idea was PSAs connect nonprofits with KPFT, coordinate nonprofits which make and record their own with a mic, cart scripts, 50-second of their events about organizations and sending volunteer programmers, ask and connect programmers who want to volunteer to produce carts with music and send a KPFT engineer, post on KPFT website links to nonprofits, ask nonprofits to reach out to outreach for KPFT and post KPFT on their websites. How? Input, please. And it creates relationships. I agree with Nancy on this. If I understand correctly, I've always thought that it would help us if we willingly did promos or PSAs for as many nonprofits as possible, because it would deepen our relationships with community. And any time, let's say you did a promo or a PSA for International Toastmasters and said, hey, we have over 30 clubs for Toastmasters in Houston. They do, you know, they help with public speaking, improv, and prepared speeches, inspirational and motivational speaking, and you can go to this website. If I heard that, it might be news to me. It might be information that I needed, that I wanted. Or if I was a Toastmaster already, or I knew the organization, it might make me feel better about KPFT, because we are obviously working with the community. But it seems like whenever we're short on staff, we kind of forget about this, and I don't think we have many green PSAs for nonprofits. And I just think that these organizations would help us if we help them.
I just got to stand up for the idea that there is no staff. You got that right.
Yeah.
I mean, who would handle that? You know, I mean, we've always done that. There are probably quite a few evergreen PSAs for these different organizations in there right now, but even that takes somebody to go dig them out. But Judah, what I would say on that front, though, is that there are people that are willing to volunteer on this stuff, but we don't have the tools to do it. You know, we can't get anything on. We don't have anybody to call or talk to or, you know, anything like that. So at the same time as I'm saying all that, I do want people to understand that if we don't step this up, we're not going to even have a radio station to argue about. Or, you know, it's just like,
yes.
I don't know. I hate for Ron to be on the call at this time when everything is so really bleak and weird, but we've got a new guy who is, you know, seems like he might be able to be excited about stuff. But anyway, it's got to be depressing for the staff to keep hearing, you know, well, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? And I mean, there are thousands of things that aren't getting done. And so I do submit that we have people that can help with stuff. Some more reliable than others, like me, not reliable, I guess.
I agree with you, Wendy, but I think that, you know, we have had volunteers in the past that just did that. Your son could do those at home, right? He could tape something. If he knew of a nonprofit that intrigued him, he could do it himself because he has the skills and the equipment. Many of our programmers could do that if they just wanted to lift a finger for another nonprofit.
Or if they got a communication that told them what's going on, what we need.
That kind of PSA would give. I mean, I have someone that complains to me. He keeps saying, "I listen to this show and they're playing the same show." Oh, he said, "I swear, since March, they're playing the same shows over and over and over again." But if we played PSAs, for example, we have many environmental organizations, people that encourage kayaking and whatever. Because of COVID, it's important that people get out. If we at least had some evergreen PSAs that called people's attention to the fact that there are organizations that are doing positive things despite COVID-19, I think it would encourage our listeners. It would inspire them to maybe help us, inspire them to not be so depressed and get more involved in community.
Nancy on the back.
Go ahead, Nancy. It was your idea. So.
Yeah, I'd like to motivate this real quickly because there's almost no time. I mean, the same, what Wendy complained about, the staff is short. You know, we don't have shorthanded. They couldn't possibly do this. So that was mentioned at the board meeting, and Wendy did not go to that board meeting. That was an interesting board meeting, by the way. And so Dwayne was saying, you know, we're shorthanded. So I put in that we asked these nonprofits if they're interested, and I already asked one, and they were so excited. They said, thanks for reaching out to. They gave me 2 thank you emails, and I have not responded yet. But what I wanted to ask, if this is okay, that we tell them, you need to do this. Make your own script up to 50 seconds, and not machine gun speaking speed, but I mean calm speed. And then, I'm just hearing myself. Okay. And then that cuts down a lot of work, you know, having the script done. Because this is what we did for the GM search. Okay. And then have us, our committee, get an organization, organize the programmers, let them know with an email like the MailChimp if any of them are interested in doing this, recreating, helping the nonprofit group make it, and then we connect them together. Maybe an email like Sally at kpfd.org, if Sally's got a show and she has extra time.
I would vote for a live show on one of the shows we already have before I would spend a lot of our time on that, though.
All these things together.
Excuse me,
I don't understand what you're saying, Wendy.
I'm just saying that it's all of, you know, it's everything. We've got to just, we need a lot more people helping and giving them the tools to do it. That's all. I don't think we're going to resolve it in the next 5 minutes of the development committee.
Okay, this is how we did it in the MSRC. This is how we did it. And Venetia Patel Adams volunteered. And so somebody sent a whole recorded, made their script, and sent it to her. And what Venetia did is she put the intro music in, and she quieted down the music in the background, and then she put the exit music a little bit higher. And so it got done that way with one person. But what I mean is the group doesn't just sit and twiddle their thumbs. They have to make the script. They have to record it. They have to send it. So it cuts down the work on the programmers, and then you've got a connection between the programmer and the nonprofit group. So I asked HREG if they were interested in having a PSA, and they were really overjoyed. Now I need to.
Who is that?
So I brought it to HREG.
Okay.
I don't know what it
is.
It's all like
this is
electrical cars and electro solar panels and that kind of thing. Okay, we're not going to have time. I mean,
Nancy, I want to ask you this. So what are you going to do about this idea between now and the next meeting? What are you going to do? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to contact some of the programmers about possibly participating in such a program. So, Nancy, what are
you
going to do?
Hello, can anyone hear me? Hello?
Yes,
hello?
We can hear
hello?
You, Kareen.
Hello. Oh, I've been trying to get the staff for almost 10 minutes.
Oh, we couldn't hear you.
We didn't
what?
Hear you.
I didn't hear you. Because
now I
had,
hear you.
Because someone had me muted.
No, I'm not
no.
muting anyone, and I resent the suggestion.
Yeah, come on.
I don't even know how to do that.
Teresa, I have been speaking into my phone in the very same manner that I'm doing now for the past 10 minutes. So if you want to feel that you're being accused and take offense, that's fine. I'm simply explaining that I've been trying to be heard.
We need to move on.
We can hear you now.
May I hear you now?
We can hear you now.
Right, so I'd like to be given the floor.
Go ahead.
Wow, so gracious. You don't need to dig up, quote, evergreen carts from nonprofits to play, because everyone has changed their operation due to COVID. Whatever they were offering at the time is no longer relevant. So instead of sending out a message that is outdated, I think I heard that Venetia had offered to do this. She is a staff person. So folks can record their message on a smartphone if someone doesn't have a lot of equipment. She can check for the quality before they're sent in, because I think Buddy's overwhelmed with all the things he's charged with doing. And that's how you can get current carts on air from nonprofits that are still functioning. Some of them, unfortunately, have probably gone out of business in the past 7-8 months.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with Serene on
that. Yes, yes, that's true.
But I don't know that Venetia has volunteered to help everybody, but that maybe we can get
her
to do it.
Oh, no, no. Okay. So, does anyone want to volunteer to do anything specific regarding this between now and the next meeting?
Yeah, Nancy.
This is Serena. I'll be happy to
Nancy,
work with
Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, what Serene was speaking. Oh, I want to hear her speak.
I was just saying I'd be happy to work with you on it, Nancy.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Nobody forced, is not going to force the programmers, only the ones that want to. And I think they will appreciate a relationship, and the nonprofit group would probably donate to their show. You know?
Except that they're kind of really hurting too, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and plus I'm asking them to put KPFT on their website or link to KPFT. That's what I'm asking them. I didn't know. I wanted to run it by. How do you think? Is that asking too much? I don't think so.
No.
Do we have like a friends, a sponsor, or a fellow organization kind of a page on our website right now? I don't remember if we do anymore.
No, not anymore.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well, again, it would be good if people just want to do the work.
Yeah. KPFA has a link to like 30 or 40 different nonprofits. On their website.
Yeah, we do. We just might not have it visible right now. I don't know.
Okay. So, anyone else want to offer to work anything specifically about this idea between now and the next meeting? Okay. Hearing none. The next item was a homemade banner with LED lights to put inside their cars while shopping. Ask committee to make their own. Send photos to committee. Decide to make some to sell or cost or for a donation and ask members to do so. Nancy, you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, I brought this up at the last month, and I said, you know, I didn't get to talk too much about it, but I thought we can, by ourselves, any of us, design one, make one, and then take a picture of it and send it to the committee, and then so we can get some better ideas, and maybe we make some, and then have people offer to, listeners that want to buy it or win it in a prize. Yeah, it could be a sustainer gift, but I don't know. In the time of COVID, would they want something that was handmade and hand touched? Or I just don't know. But
I have an idea, and I'll send it to the group.
Okay. Good. Ideas is what I want. Input, because if you are going shopping and you see a sign that's inside of a car and it's flashing lights like KPFD.org or 90.1 FM, you will stop and look at that thing. And so everybody gets, artistic, makes their own, sends a picture in, and we give a prize for the, the best design. Then we have a better idea what to make if we want to make it as a premium. I mean, a cheap premium, really cheap, but it might be fun.
Okay. All right. So Wendy Shrell is going to think about this idea. I'm a little bit confused.
Make something
to put inside your car. Is it something to promote KPFT? Is it a KPFT sign in your car?
Yeah.
I'll send it. You don't have to think about it. I'll send it, and you can see if you like mine or you want to make your own.
Okay.
Item number three was the Sea Crane radio.
Is it Sea Crane radio?
Yes. Yes.
Portable, without batteries, without Bluetooth. This radio.
Okay, let me deliver it, Teresa. Let me deliver it.
All right. Go ahead.
Sea Crane is a very old radio company in California. I forgot. I think it's Paradise, California, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I looked at Jay Allen's radio reviews, and he's a engineer, and he always makes reviews. And like this is number one, 5-star. This one is 5. This is 4-star. And he writes all these detailed points. And this one is number one. And the other one is the same thing, but it's got Bluetooth and it's like $200. And this one is it's a portable radio. It weighs 4 pounds without the batteries. If you want to put batteries in, it'll be a little bit more heavier. And this is the cheaper one, but it's the top, the five-star one. And it's $169 retail. But I called the company and I said, what if a radio station, because they offer this, radio station were to sell it to their members, they said it would be only $132, so it would be knocking off $37. I need some input, maybe from Robin or any of you. This is really good radio, and I want it, actually, and I don't want to pay $169. I would like to pay $132 for it. But if we were to offer it to our listeners and then make the price a little bit more, and then so KPFT would get something, maybe $25, but they would be paying it mostly for a radio.
So you're talking about a premium?
Yes.
You think this is a premium?
But okay. A very, like say, see, it's $37 cheaper if we get a discount from C-Crane. They do this for radio stations to promote radios. And so say that we just added $25. No, it's
well, I would say I would like to address this. I think that Nancy, that you need to talk to Robin about this, and she will tell you whether it is possible. I think that the way we mark up our premiums, if you get an item for $132, we'd have to ask for a $700 donation to the station to get that radio.
Well, not in the age of COVID. I don't think so.
What did you say? What did you say, Robin?
That was me. I'm saying it's, you know, a good rule of thumb is 10 times. That's what radio stations do.
But anyway, before we discuss this further, between now and the next meeting, Nancy, I'd like you to send the information or talk to Robin about it. Okay, and then the last item, I think, is ask the listeners to record and send their singing and a KPFT PSA, programmer's choice of singer and or KPFT PSA to be played on the air. So what do you want to say about this one, Nancy?
Yeah, offer, but it's not finished. I need input from the committee.
A little content.
Listeners,
you're
allow
content.
Listeners. No, I'm asking listeners, we ask listeners or offer them to record and make their own script, record their own original music that they're going to play, and send them to the, I don't know, I need, okay, for example,
that's
they send
nice,
it to
right?
the programmer of their choice. They send to the programmer of, say, a music show that they like, and then they also make a PSA about KPFT. And we tell them how to make it, how many seconds, and then how record it, and then send it in, and then let the programmers pick the one they like best to play on their show. And then if it's not good, if the singing is not so good, then maybe do the PSA. And if the PSA is not good, we send back, say, could you improve a little bit more? But let the people be able to have a chance to get something on the air.
Tom, did you say something?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Nancy, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have a suggestion on that. Nancy's got a good point. Why don't we offer something, a prize or some kind of deal for the best karaoke singer?
Okay, but the challenge to me that I see is you have to have, before we do anything like this, we have to have buy-in from the staff. And we only have four staff members. We've got Markeisha, we've got Judon, we've got Robin, and we've got Bobby. So who is the staff member that we would run this by? It's not a moneymaker, but it's a morale builder. But we don't know how much energy we would have to put into it. So,
Teresa,
it's
the listener that's going to do all the work. Most of the work is done by the listener, the content,
I just have a suggestion.
The recording. And it'll be just like what we talked on number one, like sending to any volunteer programmer that wants to do it. We don't force anybody.
Okay, well, let's ask Judon then. Yes, Wendy?
I was just going to say that this still fits into, you know, we're still going to have to or want to celebrate the 50th anniversary, even though it got really postponed. And this was always in, I think that sounds like testimonials to KPFT, right? Or is it a milestone,
yeah.
Answer? Because,
well, that could be good, too. We should get that.
I know. Nancy wants a talent show, and we will have one eventually, but we've got to save this radio station first. So what if we develop this idea a little more offline here and bring it back at the next meeting? And then
now the testimony, yeah. I agree.
Well,
testimony, that's a different thing. This was just like Dwayne Bradley, he plays a local, local singer. He plays one song,
right,
of a local singer.
Yeah.
And then all those music shows, they could say, well, this is the one so far that I like and I'm happy to present. And then he'll email,
right,
that person. Oh, yeah. It's just
I'm
something
just
for outreach.
We want to embrace it with gusto if we're doing it. So let's develop it a little more first, and then, you know, we can sell it to the people who have to do the work better.
But okay.
I'll help you make it into an idea that can be, that we can get people excited about.
Okay. Well, Nancy, let's you and I and Wendy get together on a conference call and discuss this idea, and then we need to give it to the staff, because if the staff won't let us do it, then nobody wants to expend a lot of energy on it.
And we need to have live programs.
I don't think we need to bother staff. This is something.
Well,
if
you're talking about a contest on our station, then yes, we're going to have to talk with staff, because it's going to take promos and it's going to take
No, not a contest. No, this is like for PSA.
You guys, we've been on the phone 2 hours. Nancy, I'll help you. Let's do this. Let's submit it to the group, and then we'll get people excited.
Yes, group, please contribute your input. Oh, and I have one thing to say. During the meeting, I realized that I had volunteered last month to do the minutes, and I plumb forgot. So I'm sorry, everybody. And thank you for doing the minutes for last time, Teresa.
That's no problem. All right. Now, is Serene still on the call? Because I think I saw I saw an email come through saying that she was still trying to get on. But, hello? Sorry.
Serene?
Hello, Serene? Are you there?
Yes.
What's the question?
Well, did you have anything? We're almost at the end of the meeting. The only thing we have left to do is set the time for the next and the date for the next meeting and adjourn. So the question is, did you want to say anything?
No, I volunteer to work with Nancy on the nonprofit piece, and that's fine.
Okay,
thank you.
Wendy's also welcome.
Yes. Thank you. I want to thank you for sending us that live radio thing. That was good. Right on time.
Great.
Okay, so let's go to next meeting. The next meeting is I'm going on to KPFTX right now. I'm looking at December. And
looks like 15th. 15th is open.
The 15th is open right now. Does anybody have any problem with the 15th?
The first is
okay.
Open, too. First and 15th.
That's true. Okay. Any preference, anybody?
First is Giving Tuesday, no.
I'm sorry?
What?
First
what?
Is Giving Tuesday, right? We don't want to be on the phone. We want to be on the fundraising.
Right. Let's schedule this for the 15th, but let's encourage everyone to be in some way engaged with Robin and the station on December 1st, which will be the beginning of our quiet drive and Giving Tuesday. Okay, everybody?
Let me say something in closing to everybody.
Go ahead, Judon.
As you move into the next call, I would encourage everyone to get on Zoom. Zoom is free, and it also provides video capability. And so that is the application we need to move forward with. Zoom is much better where we can actually see people as well.
Well, I did not know it was free. I thought it was $15 a month.
There's a
free
application as an advanced application that you can pay for, but no, Zoom is free.
Well, it's free, but if you after your first meeting, which is an unlimited time, they kick you off after 40 minutes and you have to come back in.
That is true. Investigate Zoom, because in communication, when you can see people, communication goes a lot better than just audio, and we've got so much business.
Yes.
And let me just say this in closing. I want to encourage everyone on the committee and on the board, don't beat up on each other. I'm not saying that anybody is, but realize that the country is in a crisis because of COVID. So we're working under extraordinary circumstances with the politics, yeah, with the health. The city of Houston is going to shut down again this week because of COVID. So understand that while we've got all of these other issues and challenges and problems to address, it's also in the context of COVID and everything else that's going on in the country. So I want to salute Teresa for what you've done in terms of managing the meeting, and all of you guys for participating and supporting and working for KPFT.
Well, thank you, Judon. I appreciate that. We're trying. Okay, everybody. Thank you very much for coming. Yes, very nice meeting you, Rob, and I hope we talk again soon.
Oh, I told him.
I'm happy to help.
Okay, bye, Rob, Ron. I'm hanging out.
Bye, everybody. Oh, no,
bye,
no harm. All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.